We're in the Keses HaSefer, starting Simen Chof, which is the dinim of writing tefillin, which has 8 seifim. Says the Keses in Seif Aleph, Mitzvah tefillin sheyichtev arba parashiyos. The mitzvah of tefillin is to write 4 parashiyos, shein kadosh li kol bachor ad lamayada miyamim yamima, until miyamim yamima. V'haya kiviyacha ad kibichayzik yod ha'etziyon v'ashem yimitzrayim. Shema ad uvisharecha v'ayim shamaya ad al ha'aretz. Those are the 4 Parashiyos. We discussed that when writing parashiyos of tefillin, they have to be written kesidron. Shel roish kosvin kol parasha beklaf miyuchad. Shel roish has each parasha on its own piece of klaf. Shel yad kosvin kol arba parashiyos beklaf echad. And the shel yad, we have the 4 parashiyos on one piece of klaf. Vim kosvan al arba klafim kosher. And if one wrote the shel yad on 4 pieces of klaf, it's also going to be kosher. V'aminig l'dapkan bedevek. But if he did that, the minig is to glue it with glue. Sheyeh kol k'klaf echad, so that it should all be like one piece of klaf. Yizaru sheyeh devek kosher. And if one is going to glue it together, he should be careful that the glue that he uses is kosher glue. Says the Lishka Sifkot Nalef sheyichtev arba parashiyos. Lashon HaRambam Perek Beis Melachos Tefillin, the Lashon of the Rambam is V'tzarech Lizor B'Tagin Shel Oisiyos. One has to be careful with the tagim of the Oisiyos. V'hein K'moy Zaynin Zekufos Al Har. There's a little bit of a shinoi of the Lashon of the Rambam when the Lishka quotes it over here. So I'm going to read the actual Lashon of the Rambam. So let's start again. Perek Beis Melachos Tefillin V'tzarech Lizor B'Tagin Shel Oisiyos. It says, the Rambam says that one needs to be careful with the tagim of the oisius. V'hein k'moy zaynin zekufos al ha'ois sheyesh lo tag. That these tagim are like zaynin zekufos on the letter, which has on it a tag. K'mo shehen k'suvin b'sefer Torah. The same way these letters appear in the Sefer Torah. V'elu hein ha'oisius ha'metuyogos shebedalet parashiyos elu. And these are the letters with tagim as they appear in the 4 parashiyos. Parashiyos Rishona yesh bo ois achas bilvad. The first parasha has only 1 letter with tagim. V'hi mem stuma shel miyamim, which is the mem stuma of miyamim yamima. Aleha gimel zaynin. It has 3 tagim on it. Parashiyos Shniyah, in the second parasha, yesh chamesh oisiyos. There are 5 letters which have tagim. V'kol achas mehen hey, and each of the 5 letters is a hey. And on each of the 5 hays, there are 4 tagim. The hein hay shel unsana. The first hay is the one of unsana. The hay rishayna the hay achrayna shel hiksha, as well as the first and second hay of the word hiksha. The hay shel vayahroig. The hay shel yodcha. That's in the second parasha. Parasha Shlishis, in the third parasha, yesh bo hey oisius, there are also 5 letters with tagim, ve'elu hein, and these are they. Kuf shaluv kumecha, yesh aleha gimel zaynim, has 3 tagim, ve'kuf shaluk shartam, yesh aleha gimel zaynim, ve'tes tes pei shal toitofos, al kol achas mishloshtan dalet zaynim, the tes and the pei of the word toitofos, le'toitofos, has on each one of those 3 letters, 4 tagim. Parsha Revius, in the fourth parsha, yesh bo hey oisius, there are also 5 letters that have tagim. Pei shel va'asafta, yesh aleha gimel zaynim. V'tov shel va'asafta, yesh aleha zayin achas. V'tes tes pei shel tetofes al kolachas mishloshtan, zayin dalet zaynin. There are 4 on each of those 3 letters. Kol ha'oisius imituyogos, the grand total of the amount of letters that have on them tagim is tezayin, 16 letters. Vim loy osa tagin oy hoise figura ben loy pasal. If one either didn't make the tagim, or he made more than he was supposed to make, or he made less than he was supposed to make, in any event, it's not going to pasal the parashiyos. Halacha beis, noagu b'minyan hashitin al pi hakabbalah, the minig is, we have a tradition to have the Shel Yad Sheva, to have 7 lines written in the parashiyos of the Shel Yad, b'kol parasha, in each parasha, b'shel roish arba, b'kol parasha, and in the Shel Roish to write 4 lines in each parasha. V'mshina, should one have changed from that amount of lines, v'yizar, it's still not loy pasal, it's not going to be pasal. V'yizar ma'od, lasis es ashur shavos, one should be very careful that the lines should end straight, justified, so that you don't have one line going in, one line going out. We want all the lines to end uniformly. Seif Gimel. Haseifrim Akadmainim Azrizim Ayoizim Gimel Mine Klofim. The earlier Seifrim, who a Medaktikim would make three types of klaf l'shel roish. Ha'av Yoiser, the thickest piece of klaf, lichtav by parsha Shema Sheiktana. Since Shema is a small parsha, so they use the thickest parsha for Shema. The ultimate goal is that all four should be the same size. So you use a thick one for a small parsha, v'hadak mimenu, and the one that's not quite as small as Shema, l'parshas v'yakivi, acha, you use klaf that's not quite as thick, shehi yoyser g'dayla, l'parshas kaddish, l'parshas v'yim shamaya, shein arukos, oysen klaf, dak ma'oid, so for that you use very thick, you use very thin klaf, u'bazei yismalu abatim u'shove, and if you do that, then each of the four compartments is filled up with an equal amount of space of klaf, v'zehu noyle tefillin, and that makes the tefillin look nice. Uktzas seifrim afal pi she'oisen es haklaf ba'oy ve'achas. Some seifrim, even though they have all the klafim the same size, as we just discussed, but they have a different way of achieving that goal. Metaknin zeis b'inyan zeh, they do another way. She'oisen kol haklafim shel haparashis mido achas ha'orkon. They make all four parashias the same length, and all they do is they leave larger margins at the end of the shorter parashias. That's what the Levush says. But nowadays, says the Kesses, the Seifrim are not makbid on this either, and there's nobody who seems to be too concerned about it. Says the Lishka and Sif Cotton Bays, Manichin Gilyonis, we leave margins, Berhetiv Sif Cotton Yutches, Kosav, the Berhetiv writes, the Shama Letarets Alpi Ze, Mashahiksha, Betoises Yamtiv, Perakhes, the Mesech the Shabbos, Mishneh Gimel. The Berhetiv says that based on this idea of leaving the margins, he has the answer to the Toises Yamtiv's Kasha on the Mishnah and Mesech the Shabbos. That over there it says, Diktani klaf kedei lichtav olav parsha ktana. Over there it says that it's discussing how big does something have to be that you'll be chayev on Shabbos if you walk outside with it. So we say the sheer klaf that you're going to be chayev on is a sheer klaf kedei lichtav olav parsha ktana. The size that you would write a small parsha on it, Shebet Filin, Shehi Shema Yisrael. I don't understand. Why does the Mishnah have to tell me that the smallest parsha is Shema? Go read them and you'll see that Shema is the shortest parsha. Right? So the Berhetiv says, so you see that the answer to this kasha is, because if you make all four pieces of klaf the same size, so then it's not so nicker that Shema is the smallest parasha. That's how the Berhetiv answers the Taisis Yamtiv kasha. Taisis Yamtiv gives a different teret, says the Lishka, which is Dochuk. But the Lishka now is going to give a few more answers on the Taisis Yamtiv's kasha. Lafine is daiti ula yesh loymar. The first teretz is mishum dahine toyinu yechel and letois. We can make a mistake. V'loymar mitzad asvara. We could say mitzad asvara. Ashtikal achidush. She'ein aderech la'atznia eladover shehu loy letayeles. A person is only going to keep in his pocket something that's a tayeles for him. K'moy shehu ba'atzmai as it is. Avaldover she'ein loy boy tayeles. But something that will not be beneficial for him, without joining something else together with it, which is more chashiv than the thing you're holding. People don't keep such things in their pockets. A person is not going to take care just of a parasha Shema. Kevon she'ein loy boy tayeles gomor. Person doesn't have so much tayeles from a Shema. She'areim tifso loy parasha Shema, because should it become possible, yitzdarech lichtev mechadish gam parashas vayim Shemaya. He's going to have to write a whole new vayim Shemaya as well. The habayi ksiva kesidron. Because we need the parashas written kesidron. So if Shema is going to become possible, he's going to have to write a new Shema and a new vayim Shemaya. V'lechein hava amina. Therefore, I would have thought, deinechayev elabeklaf. I would think that you're only chayiv if you wrote a Shema, if you wrote a, if you have a piece of cloth with the parasha of Vayim Shamaya written on it, the Hadiktani Parashah Ketana Shebetfilin, and when it says that the Shir is a Parashah Ketana Shebetfilin, Hainu Parashah Vayim Shamaya, doesn't mean Shema, means Vayim Shamaya. Aye, it's not small, V'hak the Kari Ketana, so why is it called small? You know why? Mishum Desagi Balechudo Lashlam Azatfilin, because if it becomes possible, I just have to rewrite it. But nothing else. Mashenkin the parashis hakoidmais mishum shalike sidron. Mashenkin the earlier parashis. It's not enough to just write those parashis. So really, which one is the smallest? Vayim Shamaya. That's one teretz. Inami, another teretz to the Taisus Yam Diskash is kari like tana. The reason why we call parashis Shema a parashik tana al pihada isabi Yerushalmi upirusha shalaran, based on what it says in the Yerushalmi and the Pirush of the Ran, which we'll discuss in Chakira Ches, Shatfilin Nechtovin Biksiva Daka. Over there it says that Tfilin is written with a small font, V'loikamoy Sefer Torah Shenechtov Biksiva Gasa, and not like a Sefer Torah that's written with Ksiva Gasa. So really, so it could be any parasha, right? In other words, if the Vart is that it's a parasha Ktana, so it's Ktana because it's a smaller font, unlike a Sefer Torah, which is a bigger font. So really, that could be any of the four parashas. They're all written with a small font. So that's why the Mishnah had to speak out Lehedya. No, I'm talking about Parashas Shema. That's another teretz. Oyeh Shleimer, the Tefillin Atzman Einan Shoven. Or you could say the Tefillin themselves are not always written in the same font. L'fam Kaisven Oysam Eksiva Beinanis. Some Seferim write parashas with a medium-sized font, ulfam b'ksiva k'tama, and some seifim write in a smaller font. Ulazeh omer parasha k'tana, and that's why it says, the Mishnah has to say parasha k'tana, because it's coming to tell us that it's not a parasha, it's not a k'siva beinani, right? And that's why, so it could have been any one of the four parashias. In other words, the word is, again, I'm using a small font and not a big font. So if it's a small font, that's why it's called a parashah ketana. So that could be any of the four parashias. So again, the Mishnah had to tell me, kacha yamakam lita, so I could have made a mistake, that it's talking about any of the other parashias. So kamash malonchi parashah shema yisrael, shagam la parashah zu, aterech latzniach klaf. So that's why the Mishnah is being mechadish that no, even parashah shema, the minig is, there are those that put it away and hide it on their person and go outside with it. Oidev Shalomar. Another possibility is, says the Lishka, Mishum de Taisis Mesech de Saita, Daf Yud Zayin Amad Aleph, Adivri Amaska, Leine Koisev, Kosvu, Tema, Beperek Hamoitzi, De Tnan, Klaf, Kedei Lichtei Volov, Parashik Tana. Taisis in Saita brings down our Mishnah in Shabbos, Shebet Filin, Shema Yisrael, Amai Loik Tani, Parashik Saita. And Taisis in Saita wants to know, how come the Mishnah in Shabbos says that a parasha ketana is parasha shema? Parasha soita is even smaller than parasha shema. The shiur is uta tvei. Adkan l'shayne azayfrek taisvus. Dain mashakaz b'zeh b'sayf chakira ches. That over there he answers that parasha soita is written in a thicker ksav. So that's why parasha shema, even though it has less, even though it has more words, but it takes up less space. That's what he answers over there. Here he's going to give a different answer. V'hinei matzanu d'loshin parasha k'tana v'loshin chazal lav davka parasha shlema k'tana b'mashma. We find in Chazal that when it calls something a parasha, it's lav davka a parasha in the Torah. Elagam posuk echad, even a single posuk could be called a parasha b'mashma. Could also be called a parasha. U'kedarish bar kapara, for example, we have a drasha from bar kapara. Ezeh would be parasha k'tana. What is called a parasha ketana, shekol gufei Torah tluyin ba, that all the gufei Torah are tali in this one parasha, and he brings a pasuk, b'kol d'rachecha da'ehu, v'hu yasher achisecha. So you see that a single pasuk is called a parasha ketana. V'lochein, yihavei omer stam parasha ketana shebet tfilin, havei mokim litois, dekavanosei l'pasuk hamadaber mitzvah tfilin. If it would have just said, Parasha Ketana Shebet Tefillin, so I could have thought that it's just a single pasuk that's talking about the mitzvah of Tefillin. Lazois Pirush Tvarav, so that's why the Mishnah had to speak out that no, the Kavanazi LaParasha Shema Yisrael, I'm talking about the entire Parasha of Shema Yisrael, I'm not just talking about a single pasuk.